Do you have static cling? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Do you have static cling? Static cling is something that happens in many parts of the country at certain times of the year. Like when we have our Santanas here in Southern California, we get static cling very beautifully. In fact, if you touch the car door without carefully putting your key there first, it says, ha-ha, gotcha, gotcha. And it doesn't hurt anything, but it just startles you. So, do you have static cling? Well, if you have static cling, you can use these special sheets that the grocery store sells to keep you from having static cling. But Ellen says she thinks that they may be the reason she has a bit of an itch on her arms. And anything that we can do to make an excuse for something, we will take that excuse.
Okay.
And we will say that it's the materials that we use to stop the static cling. Now, I don't know why. Ellen could have very much easier have said it's the soap that she uses, you know. Or, actually, it's the water she uses. You drop that in your belly when it put it in the mouth. It's the water that we use. Or,
the chocolate I eat.
Or the chocolate or something like that. And any number of other things. But, you see, we are so accustomed to going through life naming and claiming things.
Yeah.
And we do it consciously and unconsciously. And consciously we say static cling is caused by this. Well, static cling is not caused by that. Then we say static cling is caused by the Santana weather, the dry desert blowing in across the mountains here. And, of course, if you wish, that's it.
If you believe it.
And if you believe it. But, you know, there are some people who are not bothered by static,
no.
Who are not bothered by it whatsoever. They go into the Santana weather and they touch their car and there's no immediate exchange of energy. It just doesn't work that way for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do not name and claim things. They say to themselves this silly little phrase, I am always in balance. I am always in balance. I am always in balance. Now that has to do with your mental attitude. It has to do with your physical attitude. It has to do with your social attitude. It has to do with your spiritual attitude. When you're always in balance, everything goes good.
Yeah.
Everything functions just beautifully. Now, instead of saying, I have static cling, you say, all is in balance. And if the minute you sense static cling as a possibility, you say, I'm all in balance. I am in perfect balance. I am in perfect balance. And when you do that, watch the static cling disappear. No, 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 no. You cannot watch the static cling disappear, because if you watch the static cling disappear, you give the static cling attention and it stays with you.
Yes.
And it's going to always stay with you. Everything's going to stay with you that you're giving attention to. You say, well, I'm a millionaire. Yeah, but you say that once, and then you say other times, I have nothing in my bank account, I have no money, I can't afford this, I can't. That's who ever heard of a millionaire saying, I can't afford something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine Bill Gates ever saying, I can't afford something?
No.
He can't afford to say, I can't afford it, because he's got it.
Yeah.
If money can buy it, he's got the money, if he chooses to do it. And I think he lives in a balanced house and world for a rich man. And he doesn't try to go and have everything, because he doesn't want everything. One of the things he likes is organization and a lack of clutter. Just like he doesn't let his mind get cluttered up with things, he will not let his house get cluttered up with things. He will not let his office get cluttered up with things. Just think of if Bill Gates could afford to have every teddy bear in town, and so he bought them all and filled his office with all the teddy bears. Wouldn't that be neat? Well, what else would he get done? He'd just look at the teddy bears and say, where's my computer? But, you see, when we use our intelligence, when we use our thinking power in a more proper, beneficial way, we will find that we don't have things like static cling. We don't have things like desires and needs. I tell people when I'm putting the Dial Healing words on the telephone, changing them every week as I do, that whatever their need is to call and talk to a practitioner here at the headquarters, and we will work with you on that. Well, you see, truly, if you are a master, you have no needs. If you are in charge of your consciousness, if you are master of your thought and your words, you do not say, I need anything. You might say, I select. Out of the infinite abundance of the universe, I select. Now, why don't you have a Rolls Royce and a Bentley and a Mercedes and a Maserati and a this and a that and the other thing? Why don't you have all those cars? Well, I really have no need for them now. Isn't that interesting?
Don't select them.
You select whatever you want. Now, I always liked the idea that when I went to Europe one of the first times, my sponsor wanted me to have a car to drive around there. So he leased a Mercedes 450 SL. So all throughout Europe, I drove this beautiful Mercedes 450 SL. And had more fun, had the top down, and the rain came down, and shush, right over the top of the car, never even stopping inside. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. But just thinking, that's the way to live. You don't need anything. When you choose to have something, you just go and rent it or lease it or get it or buy it and then turn it back to the dealer and say, you can take care of it, do what you want with it. I don't need it. How many people need a car all day long, every day? How many people, unless you're in the business of traveling, but how many people, you drive home, you drive to work, while you're 8 hours at work, the car sits out in front. Or in the back, or in wherever you park it. Or maybe you rent a very expensive parking place to keep it undercover, you know. And then you drive home, and then again, you put it in the garage. Or you put it out front to show off to the neighbors. Or whatever you're doing, you know. The car isn't always serving the purpose of transportation. Sometimes it's serving the purpose of ostentation. Showing off how wealthy you are. Now, what is it that you are doing with your thinking, with your thoughts? Are you thinking, are you saying static cling comes from the Santana winds or from dryness and wetness and moisture and lack of moisture and things like that? Are you naming and claiming all these experiences? Well, when you do that, then you can be sure those are the things you're going to experience. And are those the things you want to experience?
No.
So, when people call and ask the healing ministry for the desire of their heart, I just say, hey, let's reveal it because it's already done. Let's reveal it by making your heart receptive to the fact that it is there. And as you make your heart receptive to the fact that it's already there, then you'll begin to see it. You'll begin to recognize that it is already there. And then you start using it. It's up to you. It's up to you what is important in your life. It's up to you what values you have. It's up to you what things you think you're going to think about. Because whatever you think about, that's what you experience. We do talk a lot about that. But that's what it's all about. So, think on these things. And have fun thinking on these things.
Thank you.
Because these things are what makes the world go round. And what makes the world go round is what makes you happy and makes me happy. Have a lovely day and know that I love you eternally.
Thank you. I love you too.